Hello, 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 and welcome to yet another Rag Company podcast where everybody needs to scoot in. Come on, bring it in. Let's get on the inside of the margins.
We've been surrounded by so many people.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know, I'm excited. I'm ready for the
space.
I'm ready for the pod, Anthony. I'm ready for the pod.
So that's Levi Gates on my right. And that's Anthony Fisher on my left.
What's going on?
And I'm your host, Dane Hennett. So let's talk housekeeping. Before weekends, what's going on around TRC? What could we throw at the folks who are wondering what's new?
Well, the combined video, all the videos, the episodic installment.
All 38 minutes.
premiered.
What's that called? It's like a journey, but like that was like written back in the day. Like what do they call that? Like
a voyage?
I was going to say, it's an epic.
Like, it's an epic, a saga.
It's an epic. Yeah, it's like an epic. Yeah. And I mean, it's probably...
It was our very own Odyssey.
What's crazy is that it's 40-something minutes long, right? So you could sit back and watch that as a movie, enjoy the bloopers.
Yeah.
It's
only half of it is the actual movie. The other half is just us screwing up.
Yeah, it really is.
It was... thank you all of you guys that tuned in on Sunday morning to watch with us.
That was very nice of you.
That was fun. But yeah, so that's out. You can watch it on YouTube right now. You can, if you haven't seen it, please go and stop what you're doing and watch it.
I'm going to put a new thumbnail on it that I think gets people more more hype about it. So hopefully more people share it with more people and more
people
watch it.
Around the world, right? Yeah. You're in search of something that actually, you know, one of the things I have kind of in my hand right here. So the Styrenoglass brand, right? Not necessarily the coin itself, but the brand itself. So I know people are curious on when that's all going to be arriving. So at this point in time, I do know that it is in Seattle, right? Yeah. Or it's at least it's on its way.
It's in port, I believe.
Yeah. It's in port. And so we're expecting to hopefully have it maybe by next week. And the second
it'd be nice if it was end of this week it would arrive, but who knows? Next week, probably.
So we have already created all the listings.
Yeah.
So the second that we get everything in and then do a quick inventory count, we'll be able to get it on the website. And the second it gets in, all of the pre-orders on the fuel cans will be shipped out immediately. If you've pre-ordered one of those, which is exciting. Probably one of the coolest, I don't know how to describe that. I mean, it's an accessory piece, but it's something that just looks beautiful wherever you put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whether it's a garage decoration, whether or not you want to actually utilize it, throw it in the trunk, strap it in.
It's kind of cool for car shows and things like that. We got car show season coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you got one, that's the reason people are, I know a lot of people are like, why would I use it? Well, it's just something different.
Yeah.
Instead of having like a duffel bag, you've got a really cool gas can you could set out with your, you know, maybe next to your car while you're cleaning it. You can store your products in it, maybe some towels. You know, you don't have to put everything in it, but you can take, you know, a couple items that you're going to take to a car show.
100%.
And set it out. It just kind of looks, it's a kind of a neat feature, and it's going to be, people are going to talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's going to set you apart.
So, but the rest of the line, right, will be showing up, and I'm really excited about that. I know a lot of people have been receiving their sample kits that they ordered. And with the gift box and whatnot. And so Ben's getting tagged a lot. I know a lot of people are excited to start using it.
People are still waiting to find out who that
is. Yeah, we've been waiting too. We haven't heard from anybody yet.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to be somebody that's maybe super active on social media that's going to, you know, post
it. Imagine the disappointment if somebody gets it and they just open it up and they have no idea what it's about. They just bought the thing because they saw it on the website.
No, like, it's got a letter. It's got a letter inside that says you've won the golden ticket. Email John.
But if somebody just thinks it's an instruction manual, I don't need that crap, and they throw it away.
Hope not, right? They go, oh, and I got an air freshener, right?
No. I saw it packed. It's right on top. So as soon as you open it, it says...
It's distinct. It'll stand out from the others that you saw. I know Jamie was bummed because he didn't get it. He was like really building up, opening it up, and he was talking with Alex on his live, and it's all the moment of truth. I don't know. And then he pulls the paper. No, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's all right because somebody out there is
It's a cool kit because what a lot of people noticed is they're all very different.
Yes. Yeah.
So they're not the same. Mm-hmm. So there are some that are. And some that aren't, and that's kind of fun. So maybe you got one that, you know, I saw one the other day I opened up just to go see, had all three soaps in it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. Then I opened another one, and it had one soap and had the had sealant, quick detailer, had Scara, had Shara, which is the tar and glue remover, had a bunch of stuff. Now, all of them came with a air freshener inside, not the Stekera. But it came with a little jerry can hanging air freshener, which I thought was a really cool little additional feature. So So yeah, so super cool stuff. I'm excited about this brand. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think everybody's excited. And I mean, yeah, Jack's killing it
over
there.
You couldn't have a better mascot than Jack.
Yeah, Jack's a great, great mascot.
Great, spokesperson, whatever you want to say.
You know, forward face of the company. And so we'll be able to share a lot of fun stuff. And we filmed some stuff that is very his style of content actually here at TOC, which is really cool as well. And so I know we're really excited for Serena Gloss. And then PNS Off-Road, we're going to start kind of planning, you know, our side of media things that we're going to be doing here in the next coming month or so. And I'm excited for that brand. I mean, basically the off-road community, I know everybody's excited. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of, you know, getting it into more people's hands. And so what we really want to do is maybe work with PNS to maybe see if there's ways to, you know, kind of not maybe have ambassadors of the PNS off-road brand, but something similar to where maybe some people can get their hands on it that are part of the off-road community that can kind of share that in their adventures. And so Joe, for example, that's here locally, goes to a lot of Jeep events. I think he would be a good person to do that and who would really be excited. So we have that going on. But, I mean, speaking of, I mean, what we can and can't do, I mean, we got hit with some weather this weekend.
Yeah, snow. Yeah. That was weird.
Snow.
It was, so for those wondering, it was almost 75 on Friday.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
It was hot on Friday.
It was hot on Friday, along with Thursday. I mean, back-to-back, just hot days.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, feeling like, yeah, it's going to be a good weekend. Yeah, going into this weekend, it's going to be great. Then Saturday, it got windy.
And it was windy, but it was still
cold,
nice.
Yeah, but a cold front came in. It was nice looking, but a cold front came in. And every once in a while, you'd be outside, and you're like, yeah, it's 60 outside. This is nice. And then you get hit by a gust of cold wind, and you're like, whoa, what the heck was that? Like, be out in the yard, cleaning up. You're like,
I sent Nick
expecting.
A few video clips of it snowing at my house because it was just so shocking. I was like, wait, we just had nice weather.
I hadn't got to the snow yet, Dana. I was trying to tease
Well, you literally talked about it.
But then Sunday morning, I wake up to my children screaming.
Oh, no.
Snow on the ground. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, this is amazing. And I said, what? And I climb out of bed and I look and I'm like,
Yeah,
not what I wanted.
But it was gone almost as fast as
it was. It was almost gone as fast. But then this morning again, snow. Hey, it's here, but it's turned to rain.
Yeah.
So still cold, very cold today.
Apparently, all this week is just going to be all that.
No,
just the weirdness.
Dreary, kind of a
spring and moisty
mix. A little bit of rain, a little bit of snow, a lot of wind chill, and I don't know. Hopefully it passes and we can enjoy the good weather again. Because I was excited. I'm like, you know what?
I'm planning everything I wanted to do.
I'm like, I have a weekend full of maybe outdoor activities. Mm-hmm. And then everything just kind of got put to the side.
Outdoor housework, yard work, kind of stuff like that. I was just getting into it thinking Saturday, this is going to be great. And then Sunday hit. It's like, oh, okay.
Turn the fireplace back on.
Other housekeeping things. Ivan LaCroix was in the building last week, and he brought the LaCroix Cruiser along with his wife, and we filmed quite a bit of content with him.
Yeah,
I mean, we filmed.
It was a unique position for us because you guys know in the past he's always been affiliated, so he's always been with a company or he's had something. This was really his first time
free agency
as a free agent, know, and so. This stuff, it was fun to be able to just use products with him, and have fun with it.
Yeah.
So
he had to hang out. We filmed a lot of different content. I mean, everything from washing videos to we filmed a garage tour with Ivan, which I think many people will be excited to see, as well as some other detox, some kind of classics, and then, of course, the video that we already launched, which was the kind of recap of TRCMA 2022 for all the new products being showcased.
Yes.
And a lot of good things.
There's
a lot of good things on that list, and I think people are really excited about the IK sprayers.
Yep.
I think people were pretty pumped about the new smooth shaft from Flex, right?
Mm-hmm. It's not a smooth shaft.
It's a flexible shaft that runs smooth.
It's the smoothest shaft that most people
but
have
don't
used.
Don't let that
right?
distract you from the amount of immature jokes that happened in the comments that day, because boy, were there a lot of them.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know what? We have fun here. So
I don't know. I mean, there's a good combination of other good products I think people are going to be excited for. And so, anyways, that's pretty much what I got for housekeeping. In terms of sales, I don't think we're running anything anytime soon.
Tirasima week was so blown out with sale after sale after sale. It's like, okay, and now we take a break.
Yeah. So we're going to take a little bit of a break there.
Tomorrow we're doing a luncheon.
But we're doing a luncheon tomorrow.
Here at the Rag Company for our all the employees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to remember that even though we've been, we set up and did, you know, Tirasima, where we were, you know, broadcasting and our crew here was doing that. You got to remember we have an entire back house team.
There's way more people
that here than just was us. Processing and packing all your orders for every day for the sales. I mean, you got to imagine they had different days every day where they had new lists of stuff. And half the time they weren't even finished the next day before the new orders came in for the next sale for the next day for the next. So
no, like Jamie's been, day four and five orders were in one box because it was just so much going on.
So they did really good at trying to package everybody's orders together, try and get stuff out. So those guys did something that they've never done before. And so in lieu of that, the bosses said, hey, we're gonna buy lunch for everybody. We're gonna have a little hangout time and spend some time together here in the studio. And so we're looking forward to that tomorrow
doing
too.
Some, which is prize giveaway or
kind of just give everybody just a kind of a light work day, so to speak, mm-hmm. just for making up for finally catching up, getting through all the sales. So we are gonna take a little break on sales for a little while, and then we'll probably get started again towards the end of the month or May. But we've got Waxstock coming up.
Oof.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are going to be visiting and seeing us at Waxstock, our game plan, for those wondering, me and the boys and Jeff still got to get in touch with everybody on our end, but I wanted to give you guys at least a heads up. So we are going to be at TRC EU at the end of May.
Yeah,
I'll get those dates fully blocked out, and we are going to be hosting kind of an open house at TRC EU in Hengelo, Netherlands. So if you guys are in the Netherlands or nearby and you want to come say hi, maybe you're in Germany, maybe you're in Belgium, maybe you want to spend the day, come drive over and visit us and see us, please do. We'd love to see you guys. Then we will, the following weekend, be in the UK, in Coventry, for Waxstock. So myself, Dane, and Anthony, the three of us plus Jeff will be at Waxstock. So we hope to see all our friends again, say hi to everybody. Super excited. Hopefully you get to hang out with Timo and Hans again and get the gang back together, so to speak.
Open my passport.
Just don't jinx it. Your passport will be here.
Oh, man, it better be.
So we're all going to be there, which we're really excited about. And this time we're bringing Bob and Rennie from PNS. They will be at Waxstock as well, so we're super excited.
So they've never been before.
So super excited to have them there as well. We're going to have some fun. I'm just really excited to go back. Like, it's been so long, it feels like. Such a fun trip. We really enjoy it. Specky McSporkerin will be at Waxstock. We'll see Specky there, hopefully. It was great seeing him there. Really fun time. So for all of you guys overseas, plan on end of May seeing us at TRC EU. So for those of you in Europe, actual mainland Europe, we will be in Hengelo at Rag Company Europe. We will be doing an open house for a day. Come see us. Like I said, if you're in Germany, Belgium, surrounding Netherlands, anywhere that you feel like you want to maybe drive a couple hours, come see us. Please do. We would love to
pack
the
place. Because here in the States, SEMA is the best way to catch up with us. But this, if for anybody who can't make it to the U.S., this is the best opportunity you're going to get this year.
Yeah. You want an autograph by Alday, by Anthony Fisher?
Not that anybody needs a one photo or anything, but you could ask and he'll probably do it if there's a marker nearby.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've seen it happen.
I don't know about that. But anyway, so let's go ahead and jump into our weekend. So I think I want to get started with Mr. Dane Hennett, the man in the middle.
Well, let me start things off by saying this weekend started off promising. There was a lot that I was like prepared to do. I was getting ready to finally turn on my sprinklers, get the irrigation system, all that good stuff. I needed to go get myself an irrigation key because I didn't have one of those. My previous place didn't require me to, stick a rod down a 6-foot hole.
And the house didn't leave one in the garage hanging on the wall? Wow.
Yeah.
Not in the shed?
Nope. They must have had somebody do it. I don't know. It's a simple thing. It's like $20 at Home Depot.
You go grab a key. But yeah, I have two of them because I have two tubes I have to turn.
How deep is yours?
Pretty deep.
Because mine's, yeah, it's like 6 or 7 feet. It's ridiculous. Yeah. So I'm looking down there going, wait a second.
I have to turn on a flashlight to see.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. And when I first turned it on, everything was set to like blowout mode. Oh. So I wasn't prepared for it because I've never dealt with a system like this. It just started blasting water, not only inside the hole where it just started flooding it, but it also started shooting water at my house because of the valves that are part of like a U system that go over next to the house. Yeah. They were set for like aerating, just like blowing them out and getting the water out of the lines.
Yeah.
But they were all open. So you need a little flathead to close those up.
Yeah.
And I was just brain dead. And I was like, hey, Gabe, I'm really dumb. I haven't messed around with an irrigation system like this. Can you help me?
You're going to love it.
He lived right up the street, and he came up. And fun enough, they were driving the FJ, FJ40, classic blue one.
Couldn't make it up your hill.
Well, my dad, or not my dad, my brother was driving it.
Oh.
So he hasn't really driven many stick, you know, vehicles at all. So he drove this one, which was really cool. But he did trade out as they got to the driveway because it was my driveway's a little intimidating for anybody driving a stick, especially for the first time. So totally understand that. But they made it up. They got to hang out, walk around the house, check it out. They hadn't seen it, especially my brother hadn't seen it since we kind of dressed some stuff up. And, got the sprinkler system running properly, checked all the stations, everything ran as it should, so there weren't any, like, weird, you know, duds or defects or anything. And, it should be running great. And I was excited for, you know, the rest of the weekend, like, all right, I'm going to get going, maybe put some new, flowers in the flower beds or something, like, kind of dress stuff up. I was stoked for that, having not checked the weather. I didn't know what was coming, so I was not prepared for that. But as Saturday progressed, it got a little windier. They left probably around, I don't know, 11 or noon or something like that. Yeah. And then I was left with my, you know, setup like, okay, sprinklers are running. I've got all these boxes of string lights. I still need to hang them up. I originally hung the string lights up, wrapping them through the railing, which, you know, is okay. But I had since bought these little eyelet hooks that were proper for holding up, you know, the strings.
Okay.
It looks a lot nicer, that kind of thing. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go pre-drill a bunch of holes around the deck and then string this through. And, it took me several hours just because I had about 200, 250 feet worth of string lights to figure out going all the way around the entire house and then going down under the deck and going through the area.
250 feet of lighting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I went, starting at the back, I went over where the covered area is on the backside where that kind of overhang is for the carport.
Yeah.
And there's a plug outside. So I'm like, okay, I'll use that plug. There. I'm going to unplug it from the front of the house where it is currently, move it back there. I got my little dusk till dawn, you know, adapter, plug that in, just set it up. And then I put it on so that I could verify that all the lights are working. But basically, the string lights come out. They don't have the bulbs in them yet, so you need to, like, transfer them as you go. But, I just made a mission of it, but I had to undo all the stuff that was wrapped around, which took a long time. But anyway, ran it up, goes past my little shed in the back there, then goes up on the deck right next to the house, and then comes out and around.
Oh.
And I go from the back of the house, comes all the way on the wraparound up to the front, and then goes up to where the little gate is, the little man door on the front there. And then it goes down. And I take it down to go underneath
the deck.
And I strung basically like big V's back and forth to light up that patio area, which now has great lighting.
Oh,
it's awesome. Delightful. And it lights up the little gate entrance there. I'm really happy with it.
Yeah.
But
it's going to come in handy when you put the hot tub in.
Yeah. That'll be a nice little ambiance there. So I did the little back and forth, but then I had to bring it back up because there's still more railing up top that needs it. So I did my back and forth, and I cinched it up perfectly so it ends in exactly the right spot, but it worked its way back up and around the whole deck up there. So you have
a photo to show people?
I did not get a photo of it. I'm a moron. I did not take a picture of it, and I should have done that. What I did get photos of, or rather Instagram stories of, was the
snow
aftermath. The next morning I woke up ready to do some stuff and looked out and went, oh, wait a second, which I hope Nick has. Yeah, there's my little story there. I was just looking out like, oh, this is not just a little snow. This is,
it was at least an inch.
It was 60s yesterday, and now we got this. It's like, oh, okay. And then the next one was just another little spot out the kitchen with my little succulent there hanging on for dear life. But then the last one was like the view out the front, which I love this view, just looking out, you know, down the hill and stuff on the road. And it was just white outside. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess that's what we get. I will not be hanging up any more lights today or planting any plants. As a matter of fact, I had to turn off my sprinkler system entirely.
Yeah.
just for the time being. But yeah. I think after this week, we'll probably get back.
So when are you replacing that that fan?
That fan is hideous.
I know. I know
like
it bothers
fan.
You.
It is old as hell. I just brass.
Who's climbing up there?
I don't like brass. What I want to do is get a bigger, more modern fan with a longer down rod, and it makes it more effective too.
Mm-hmm. How do you get up that?
Honestly, I would probably either get a very tall ladder or just pay somebody for like half an hour to go up there and me not do it at all. Like, I know you could do it, but there's so many ways. There's so many ways I could end up hurting myself for stupid reasons.
So, Dane, if you were to do it yourself, you would be renting a scaffolding system.
Yeah.
And you would be building it and climbing up there so you could be up there to do it.
Because that's
but I would advise
two
for
stories
that.
Worth of...
I would pay somebody.
Yeah. I just, you know, there's certain things that are worth it and not worth it. What it would cost to just pay like an electrician.
Honestly,
like, please install this fan
like,
I got.
If it was like your downstairs, like office or something, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to put a ceiling fan in, I'd be like, yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Totally fine. But that high up.
I've changed fans before plenty of times, but that, I have not dealt with that height before.
It's not worth, because of the sheer fact most people don't think about this, you drop something.
Yes.
You got to crawl back down your scaffolding.
That's exactly what I was afraid of is, okay.
Pick up the screws.
I'm up on
come back up, because I drop so many screws when I replace fans in my house.
What happens when I drop something? Or if it hits something else in the room that I'm like trying to be protective of? Forget it.
Put it on somebody else to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Alex is right. Just bring a genie lift in.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think Seriously. It'll fit, man. You were there. You saw it. It's not a big house.
Dane's exterior mood lighting solution package.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed setting that up. But otherwise, I basically spent my snow day, went down to the little cafe at the bottom of the hill, got us a couple of coffees, a little breakfast sandwich, and some delicious. They had a carrot cake and pecan muffin that they made. Ooh, that was insane. And Liz is a fan of carrot cake, so she was all over that thing. I was shocked at how good it was, because I'm normally not.
Is it moist?
The carrot cake. Yes, very. But the pecans were like super
prominent.
Warm pecans, like just really delicious. Glazed.
Rich.
And
yeah, rich.
Stupid good. And then they had a triple berry poppy seed muffin, which was also just amazing stuff. But yeah, it was a lovely day, and then I proceeded to binge watch everything. Yeah, so I'm pretty much caught up on all the shows, and now I got nothing left to watch right now. But between,
till Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, I caught up on Winning Time and Halo and Mythic Quest and all this. I just ran out of shows. I started that Slow Horses show. Like,
I was looking at that. I was looking at that one.
It's actually, it's darker, but it is good. And there's some humor in it, so it's not totally dry.
Yeah.
But, really enjoyed that. Man, that Lakers show, Winning Time, like,
it's so good.
I don't care if you don't like sports. I've been insisting
sports.
This to
Andrew. Yeah, but that's the thing. You don't need to like
you
sports.
You don't
Guys,
need to
but
at
it's
all.
About sports.
It's a,
you don't even
it's
need
more
to think
of a
about
human
that.
Interest.
They barely show sports
it
happening.
It involves sports happening.
There's no sports happening.
Anybody
You're
else who's
not
watched
a basketball
it,
show?
Please
yeah,
in the
it's
comments
not a basketball show.
Stress the same. Like it
it's,
is just
really
as a
good.
Human interest
Carly
thing,
and
it's
I
fascinating.
Carly said that the other day. She goes, it's weird how into this show I am.
Uh-huh.
Without really caring
it
about
has,
any of the
you
of
don't
what
know
it actually is going on.
Most of these people. Yeah. I love seeing like young Phil Knight.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Mr. Nike and all that. Like just interesting stuff.
Well,
where like,
and
oh,
I love
we're doing
the,
that now.
So like to give you a heads up, like Magic Johnson's looking at shoes. All the shoe companies have come to him. They're all offering him money.
Yeah.
And they're basically saying, here's what we can offer you. Mm-hmm. He's trying to figure it out. Phil Knight walks up to him, and at the end...
But he's like carpetbag.
He's carpetbagging him, and he's like, hey, man, so I'm sorry everybody's been trying to get a hold of you, but I run a little tiny startup. I was just thinking maybe you'd be into this, and puts his name on a shoe, shows him a shoe, says, this is how
really
we figured out that we're actually, uses science behind it, and then goes, but, hey, I can't offer you what they're offering you, but I can offer you like 100,000 shares at 18 cents a share, and I can offer you $1 per shoe that you sell. And there you go. Then all of a sudden he goes, oh, okay. And then it shows him signing the deal with Converse for $100,000. And then it shows Phil Knight, and it goes, what he would have made
18
today?
18 cents back then.
$5 billion.
$124 now. He goes, $5.2 billion was his missed opportunity.
Was what he missed opportunity.
And then Phil Knight turns right to the camera and goes, he regrets it.
Like, but it was just
really
like, you see
awesome
that
stuff.
And you're like, holy crap.
But it's the way the show is shot. Yeah. I just absolutely am sucked into it because of the editing style.
What's
and
it on?
The way it's acting. It's on HBO.
HBO.
Max. It is, it is by far the most interestingly put together show.
Or it's the fact that like
fictional,
he's going to lose. So the main character, Jerry Buss. Dr. Steve Brule.
John C.
John C. Reilly says, basically says to the bankers. So there's two bankers came up from San Diego or whatever, came up to us to visit. And they're basically saying, your loan's due tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It's a
balloon loan. You owe us $3 million tomorrow. Yeah. And he's like, we're broke. Like, I have no money.
This is the beginning of the 80s. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Like, he's like, we have no, like, literally, he has no money. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, it's fine. We're going to be taking the team. And he goes, oh, yeah. Actually, I gave the team to my wife, my ex-wife, as a gift. So I don't have anything.
How much you got in your wallet over there? It's $72 and some pocket lint.
So okay. He basically tells the bankers. So he's meeting the bankers. He's like, we're going to do a deal where you're going to become our bank and you're going to help us.
The official bank of the Lakers.
You'll be the official bank of the Lakers. And you can come and work with us and we can get people to start banking with you. And that's what you're going to do. But you can't get our loan. Or you can just sue me and this guy. But we don't have any money. You're not going to get anything. Mm-hmm. But he fully like does that in front of these guys.
It's the character stuff, but it's so good.
And then he just gets up and leaves and goes, anyway, come to the party tonight. I got tickets for you at the Forum Club, blah, 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 and leaves. And him and his bookkeeper are like, oh, God, I hope they go for it. Like, they act tough through this whole thing. And at the end, they're like totally stressed out because they could lose everything.
Call our bluff at any moment.
But it's just that kind of stuff. Like, it's super funny the way, because it's John C. Reilly, and he's hilarious in everything he does.
It's super well-crafted.
So you definitely had to be there for it. Yeah. So,
and then I got this, which cracks me up. I think he's probably talking about Reacher. Hazina, I love that Dane would probably hate it. He's so used to me crapping on shows that are like, oh, people
Dane
like
loved
it, therefore
it.
Dane would like it. I actually really enjoyed that.
I also loved it because
it's an honest, straightforward show that just does what it does and gets out.
I also loved it.
You know who didn't like it? This guy.
It's not great. They're wrong.
You might say the cuffs didn't fit.
The show is wrong.
The cuffs didn't fit the guy.
The show is wrong. He's not that big of a guy.
That's all he could focus on was they stopped talking about what a big guy he is. He's not that big.
I think then Anthony needs to watch the Tom Cruise version of Jack Reacher.
Yeah. No, I know Tom Cruise is a little man. He's a short king, right?
He keeps saying that he's a really big guy.
No, but like, but
how does
this
small person
Jack Reacher and the new one, they keep talking about how big of a guy he is. I'm like, I think he's average. 6'2", 6'1". That's not that big, right?
Literally, like, people in the streets of the small town are commenting like, oh, you won't miss that guy. That guy's a gorilla.
You don't miss a guy that size walking through your town.
It's annoying.
Anthony was just so bothered by every single comment about the size of this
guy. Dane, what else did you do?
Oh, man. So, yeah, that was basically my weekend, although I got to give props to Mythic Quest. That was much better than I expected it to be. I enjoyed it a lot. That was essentially my weekend.
Detailing related?
I need to go clear out my storage unit. I need to detail that and stop paying that much money per month for a space of just stuff that I can put in my house. I need to clear that out. Yeah. So I'm going to get going on that. And then other than that, this week, I should be getting the tub in finally for the upstairs bathroom. That stuff should be happening. So within a week or two.
Are they putting in that same style tub, a big deep soaker tub?
It took a big search, but they finally found a place that was able to get something as close as possible, slightly nicer.
Because that'd be
even
frustrating if they're like, hey, we found this at Home Depot and we just brought that. And you're like, man, like, that's a normal tub.
No,
this
so
is
they,
like a deep
they, they
soaker
went through
tub.
Multiple plumbing companies before they finally were able to find one where I'm like, okay, they're not asking an outrageous price. Because the first place we asked, they're like, yeah, it's going to be about $12,000. And we're like, oh, are you kidding me?
Dane, but could you get jets in this tub?
That was an option. But after the whole fiasco of the water and stuff, we're not looking to introduce more potential faults for plumbing.
True.
So that was an educated decision on my part. I was considering it for a while, and I was like, you know what? A lot of people take these opportunities to like make their stuff nicer. I'm more concerned with just making the place as solid and reliable as possible, and I will happily take it back to where it was, which was already very nice. Did it have jets? No. But was it a nice tub? Absolutely. It was an NBA-sized tub.
Yeah.
It was huge.
It
had its own pony wall built
in
between the main part of the bathroom and where the tub is to divide the area because the tub was so freaking huge.
Yeah.
So they're going to do that again. They're gonna build that out, do the little mini wall, and tile everything up, and it'll be as close as possible to the way it was, but with new tub. So
nice.
in the end, it's going to work out. It'll have new valves and stuff. Everything will be more reliable than it was before. That's what I really care about. I just want it to be solid and never have to think about a plumbing issue like that again.
Yeah. Well, so, you just replumbed your whole house.
Fingers crossed. That really shouldn't be happening. Now I just get a look at the underside of my deck after hanging those lights and going, I think there's a few spots that need to be reinforced.
Have you ever fallen off a deck?
No, the
deck's
not. You
ever had a deck collapse on you?
No, the deck's just a little achy. Okay. And a few spots I looked at had me nervous. Not short term, but like if I had, say, 30 people on it and they're all swaying at the same time, yeah, that thing might cause some issues. So I'm a little, I just want to reinforce it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my weekend. What about you, Levi?
Oh, we're going to do me next.
Unless Anthony's chomping at the bit here.
Mine was a fairly easy, light. Friday came home, and we just kind of got some food, chilled out.
Yeah.
Tried to take it as easy as I could because I was like, man, I'm just tired last week.
You're recovering from your pneumonia.
Well, not pneumonia. I had laryngitis. Still have it. Just
wanted in your lungs.
Nope, nothing in my lungs. It's all at the front of my throat.
You sure? Okay.
Just right here.
Yeah, inflammation of your lungs.
Honestly, I was surprised you did the Q&A last week because it was a constant struggle.
It hurt. This weekend was still hard. Reading to my kids at night, it's hard to try and catch my breath because it's just...
You're just speaking a lower tone.
It gets caught.
Keep it
from
getting too...
But it was good. So Friday, just kind of chilled out. Mm. Saturday, woke up. And kind of got cleaned up, got the kids ready, ran down to the O'Reilly's.
Did you?
Well, first I had to pick up sodas. Got to get some our morning soda delivery.
Not from O'Reilly's.
No, went to the Jacksons. Okay. Got myself one of these bad boys.
That's
and then
move.
Got my wife a. She likes the 32-ounce foam cup with a Diet Mountain Dew with Code Red mixed.
Interesting.
Yeah, 75% Diet Mountain Dew, 25%.
Oh, you're doing full on percentages. Okay.
Yeah. So got those. Then I went over to Jack in the Box next door because I'd placed an order at O'Reilly's.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Jack in the Box. Still had time for my order to arrive. So I went, got there, got some breakfast sandwiches for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Drove down to O'Reilly's, picked up 4 NKG.
Spark plugs or wires?
Ooh,
platinum
tipped. Name brand, yeah.
Platinum
like
tipped,
that. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now remember, I just replaced the spark plugs maybe 8 months ago.
Yeah, with also NGK.
With the same spark plugs.
Yeah.
New plug wires, new ignition coils. And I made the mistake of overfilling the oil.
Oh, did you?
In the Elantra.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Sometimes, it burned off a lot of it.
How are the seals on
it? Fouled all the plugs.
Yeah. Well, it's not that big of a deal.
It still ran fine.
And the thing is, with a high-performance machine like that, it kind of needs...
Well, you want to make sure that you have enough oil so it doesn't suffocate the engine in the turns.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people put in a dry sump.
When you're pulling, like...
Well, I was going to say, what, are you going to dry sump the Elantra?
Yeah, a lot of people throw G's in a corner.
Yep. Yeah. A lot of people dry sump that stuff, but all you got to do with an 06 Elantra is just put a little more oil in.
Yeah. The thing is, we can do a different oil pickup line, like some type of like pickup thing, whatever it is, and we can make that to where it can withstand a little bit more of that performance.
Yeah. So basically, though, burned off some of that, but also fouled all my plugs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I need to get the oil changed on it.
Mm-hmm.
And but I came back home. And thought, I'm going to time myself. Let's see how fast I can do this. Mm. Got my new tool set all set up there. Ready to rock and roll. Pop, pop, pop. 12 minutes. I had all 4 plugs swapped out and replaced, tightened back up, fired it back up, cleared the code on the check engine light.
Under the hood of the
very
accessible.
Right? Right on top.
So that's 4 nice.
Right on top.
You put anti-seize on there? On the
No. Don't need that.
Don't worry. They'll seize
six
right
Elantra.
Up.
Seize right up.
Yeah.
So
next time you go to move, I stripped it.
No.
Okay.
So
it's aluminum head. Yeah.
It's fine. 150,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
It's well broken in.
Yeah.
So just the plugs, Alex. I did do the Amazon special NGK kit, but I didn't need to replace the plug wires or the ignition coil. So just the plugs. Popped all those. Boom, boom, boom. Got them all done. So next on the list, get that oil change because I smelled the oil. Very burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Very burnt.
The the chicken good. Was done.
It was very done. Yeah. So I was like, I took a sniff. I was like, oh, I should have probably picked up a filter and I'll pay somebody to change it. But then hopped on the old rockauto.com.
Yeah, oh, friends classic. Of a Rock Auto.
Started cruising around. Now, what most people don't know is you can get Tiburon struts are the same part number as the Elantra struts.
Right, yeah, you've talked about this.
A lot of people don't know that. So went on there just to see some good prices for Elantras, but hopped on the Tiburon just to see. 2006 Hyundai Tiburon, four-cylinder, looked for the struts. Popped up two Gabriels, $5 each.
Wow.
Closeout.
$5.
Wholesale closeout, $5 a piece.
Wow.
So I added those to my basket.
You buy multiples.
So they only had the two true fronts.
Yeah.
So I threw those in. Then went back to the Elantra page to see maybe they had some Gabriels as well. They did not. Picked up some Monroes for the rear at $20 a piece in the performance section under, again, another closeout. Threw those in there. Got some bellows, got some hats, threw all that back in the kit. $50 shipping, $165 total, getting a full new strut upgrade. We'll pull the H&R Springs off. Maybe what we do is we make a day of it, replacing the struts, make a video. We bring folks in, come hang out with me in the garage at the MOSHQ, and you know, we're going to replace these struts.
Right.
So anyway, got those coming. So I ordered those. So really just trying to, you know, bring the Elantra up to the next level.
Of course. Yeah.
So you're, did all that Saturday morning. Saturday at noon, Tyler Santarusa dropped off his Explorer ST to my house. It's been, this is the first time I've ever detailed it, but he's owned it for a number of years. Have you ever had one of those cars where you're just, it's bad luck?
Oh, no. What color is it?
All black. It's fully murdered out. Oh, okay. Black grill, black emblems.
So
black.
In other words, the detailing is going to be very thorough.
Well,
on that.
It's in good shape. He keeps his stuff nice. Okay. But said it himself. I can't win with this vehicle.
Oh.
I said, oh? He's like, and I don't know if it's the kids. I don't know if it's the wife. I don't know if it's, he goes, it's just, this car gets so much abuse.
Okay, so it's not like it has reliability problems.
No, this is like, Tyler Santarusa is very much like you, Anthony.
He's meticulous.
Likes to keep his stuff very, very clean. But like your 4Runner, just can't win.
Yeah, you just got to let it go.
Right? It's just, there's
it's just the family not, SUV.
It's just going to get beat up.
Even though it is by far the coolest version of the Explorer.
Do your best to try and keep it nice, but it's just going to happen. So he's like, so as you can see, I have the shark fin on top, duct taped on.
What?
I said, how'd that fall off? He goes, I backed it out of the garage with the door down, or not all the way up, and ripped it off. He goes, so that's cool. So there's some scratches on the spoiler on top. He goes, then I took it to the dump with a trailer on the back, did a dump run, because it's their family vehicle. He goes, I had to do a dump run, so I put a trailer on the back. Got all
stuff
our yard
flies
stuff.
Around there. We all know it's not a place to take a nice vehicle.
He goes, I thought the little thing that comes up, the little gate, he goes, I thought it was up, and I drove into it.
Oh, no.
He goes, and then it broke off, and it flopped down the side. He goes, so he had scratches all down the side of the driver's side of the car. So he was
and
like,
of course,
that wasn't cool.
All black vehicle, they're very noticeable.
Right. So so he was like, that wasn't fun. He goes, then... he goes, I put a bottle of oil, motor oil, that I had gotten for the BMW, and I braked too hard, and it fell on the ground, 5-quart jug, fell on the ground and cracked.
Crap.
The way it landed, it cracked the cap open and started and popped the seal.
How often does that even happen? Those bottles are usually pretty tough.
They're very tough. Dumped almost 5 quarts. So about, he said it was fully maybe 3 quarts of oil.
It would only
oil.
Be worse if that had been kerosene or gasoline or something like that.
Into the back of his floor.
Yeah.
So he goes, I cleaned up. He goes, I was able to like pull over. I had a towel. I threw a towel. I tried to sop up as much as I could. He goes, I got home. I took my shop vac and I killed it by sucking up as much of that oil as I could. He goes, then I put kitty litter down. on the carpet. Sucked all that. The slick Ricky. If you would have had a slick Ricky.
Job does the tricky.
So sucked up. So he cleaned.
Not good to suck up water, but oil, yes.
So he cleaned as much as he could, and then he had to put a towel down.
Yeah.
On the floor. He had a big, huge mat.
Yeah.
But it went all over that. So he had a towel down. He's like, so the car smells of motor oil.
Oh.
It's got dents and dings down the side with some lot of white transfer down the side.
So it looks like it's been a rental car for 4 years already.
He's like, yeah. He's like, I am not happy about this. So I said, not a problem, brother. So I had to compound two doors to get the scratches out, which removed the coating. So I recoated the two doors. Then went over the whole rest of the car with a light, quick light Envy polish just to brighten it up. CTV3'd the whole rest of the car. Shampooed the carpet behind the seat, and I, out of my little Bissell, pulled another.
How much did it work?
Probably another 20 ounces of chocolate milk, forbidden chocolate milk, out of there. Then I steamed it. Then I degreased it.
Was the smell still present?
No, I got the smell out.
Okay.
So that was one thing his wife was very excited about, that it didn't smell like motor oil anymore. Cleaned everything else, scrubbed everything, did that all Saturday night, did the interior, really worked on the interior. Sunday, worked on the outside, got it all looking sharp.
Yeah.
Called him up, said, hey, it's ready to go. His wife then proceeded to, he gave me the money. He goes, we're in the garage. She pulls out. I tell her, hey, be careful about the rocks right there. You might want to go out to the left. And she's like, okay. Pulls out. Last minute, turns right, cut the corner for no reason, catches one of my big rocks out front of the garage. Rips the lower Explorer plastic off the side of the vehicle on the passenger side.
No.
And Tyler's like, oh, my gosh.
I swear to God.
Moves the rock even forward. Tyler's like, okay.
You know what he needs to do with that?
Okay. That's what he's like. So he's literally like, I can't. So he stops. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Tyler, I didn't see you. And he's like, they're giant rocks in front of his house.
He could sell it, or he could try and get into overland with it.
So I sent pictures. I sent pictures to Nick via Teams, Nick. I don't know if you can pull them up, but it's on your Teams. But anyway, so. We'll let Nick try and find him. But the point is, he picks up the piece, puts it in the back. We pick up the clips. He's like, let me help you push that rock. I go, I don't think we're going to be able to push this rock, just you and me. Yeah. It's the ground's soaking wet. It's not going to move. I have to wait till it hardens up.
It's cold outside, too.
Yeah. And so we push it a little bit, but it doesn't budge because this is like a 500-pound rock. So he's like, I can't believe she hit
that. Did he hit the frame rail underneath? Or
no, it literally sheared the plastic cover right off the side of the
door. Luckily, those
didn't hurt the door, just broke all the clips.
Thank God.
So he's like, God dang it. I go, well, the good news is you can just buy a new piece and put it on there. He's like, yeah, man, I want to buy it.
Nah. Yeah, no, it's just like, the whole
I'm done
thing
with
is
this car.
Dumb.
So
it's cursed.
So anyway, so that was him on Sunday. Saturday night, took the kids to Flying Pie.
Oh, good call.
Good experience there.
Hadley and Augie, trying to find new pizzas for them to eat.
Yeah.
We had tried their all-cheese pizza. They call it the fromage à trois.
Fromage à trois, yeah.
It's not very good.
Okay.
With all
for
the cheeses.
For it's kids. Good is if it, you're a pizza snob.
Is it
a snob.
Kind of cheese? Are they, is it using premium meats and cheeses?
Lots of
there?
Premium meats and cheeses.
The Samoan is.
So my kids, so I should have gotten a Samoan, but my kids. My kids, I got a Fosgo, I got a medium Fosgo, and a medium just plain cheese.
Like Zambini is good. They got lots of good ones.
I like their pizza. Yeah. So, but I took the kids over there. They were very excited because there was a Simpsons pinball machine in the building. Yeah. And one of those candy claw machines that lets you play until you win.
Was this the Broadway location?
Yeah. So Augie, disciple of Lady Fortuna, when fortune smiles upon him, he makes sure he takes full advantage. So he brought like $3 in quarters with him, which I didn't know he brought.
Yeah.
So I get the pizza. They run to the machines. They're like, the machines are there. They run over. I get the pizzas. I pay for them. I go over. All right, guys, you ready to go? Oh, we got money.
What, you think we're leaving? No.
He pulls out all these coins. So we sit there, and I wait for them to burn off a couple coins. I say, come on, the pizzas are getting cold. Get home, eat the pizza. Augie's like, this pizza's gross. And I go, it's not gross. And then he goes,
Your taste just sucks.
It's just burned. It's all gross and burned. And I said, it's not burned.
Oh, my God.
He then stops, goes to the bathroom, comes back in, takes a bite, and he's like, oh. Because he'd been taking these bird bites, like mice bites, tiny little things. He's like, nah, tastes gross. Yeah. Finally takes a big bite of it, says, oh, this is delicious. This is great. Oh, pit stop, very much like summary drink, Anthony. Enjoys the pizza, both mm-hmm. of them. Delicious. Then they say, are we going to roast some marshmallows? Mm-hmm. I said, oh, would you guys like to take advantage of the Jarl's hangout?
Oh, see, we're back to this again.
So we head on outside to the...
Hope Nick finds his picture.
I hope so, too. To the Jarl's hangout.
Yeah.
We get out there, start roasting up some marshmallows. That's when that wind hit.
Yeah.
And it was...
There were some real gusts.
Brutally cold.
Yep.
To be roasting marshmallows outside my front yard with that wind whipping through.
Trying to shut your fire down.
Oh, my. Well, my fire was fine. It's propane. So I wasn't having any issues. But it was so flipping cold. I had a hoodie on. I had a winter coat on. I had the kids in winter coats. And I was like, this is stupid.
Wind chill dropped to like 20 degrees.
I don't want to be doing this.
Yeah.
So point is, we finished up our thing. I put the kids to bed. I went out, worked on Tyler's car. You got him? Okay, that's
one
fine.
One photo.
Want to work. There it
There's
is.
There's the SD.
Look at it all done. Look at that. That's right before he crashed it. But it was that lower panel that he ripped off, or she ripped off on the passenger side. But car's looking sharp, sitting out there in the exterior wash bay.
It's just unfortunate.
But yeah, so I was bummed about it. Whatever, it's okay. But I worked. This was my first time trying to do an all-day Anthony. Style. Well, I get out an all day. I guess Anthony Fisher style detail.
Signature detail.
Because I had a TV now in the MOSHQ.
You had to keep it company.
So I thought, what would Anthony do
if
he had a TV in his place? And I reverted back to our list video, things to do. Normally I'm an Audible kind of guy. I like listening to Audible, put a headphones, audiobook, you know, because I can work. This time I thought, I'm going to do like Anthony does. I'm going to put on a movie.
Ooh, nice.
Put on Dracula Untold on there.
Yeah.
Play that. I had to turn the volume up pretty high
so
I could hear it over the equipment and stuff because I had headphones in.
Your neighbors probably heard too.
Yeah, I don't care. But it was fun.
Right?
It was something I could do. Listen to a movie. I'd stop. And every once in a while it'd be a good thing. I'd stop and I'd watch it, go back into it. It's a movie I'd seen before, so I knew what to expect and things like that. But I hadn't watched it in a while, so I'll watch this. Then yesterday, finishing up Tyler's car, finished up Fast 9. Put that on the TV.
Oh, watch that. That's it. That's it. The Fast and Furious series while detailing.
Yeah, that's really all it needs to be.
And you can be on loop.
I mean, that's what I've decided. I had more fun with Fast 9. Then the day last week, I was working on the car, or Carly's car or something. I was washing the Suburban. I was outside washing the Suburban, and I had Tokyo Drift on. Then last week when I washed the cars after they're dirty, Carly's car and my car, that's when I started Fast 9.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is where it's at.
It's a ton of fun.
Right here. This is what it's all about.
It is.
Having Fast and Furious on the TV in the garage. And I think what I need to do is just buy them all. And then that way I have them just stored in the cloud for the TV. And then I can just...
What's it there?
On repeat.
Just run the gamut.
Just have a fun time. Me, it would be like probably the first Fast and Furious, right? Possibly Tokyo Drift.
Well, like right now on HBO Max, there's 1, 2, Tokyo Drift, 6, and 9.
Yeah.
It's so weird to me when they skip them. I'm like, the distribution rights were the same on them, I thought.
So. Yeah.
But. So anyways, you get that up and you just enjoy. That's great.
I own 5 on Prime. I bought that. So.
They're all Universal movies, but.
5's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, so that was really my weekend. It was very light, very simple. Just really tried to chill out again this weekend. I was so tired from this last 2 weeks.
Sure.
And then my voice just is shot. No. So
speaking less will make it go faster.
Yeah.
But
so anyway, Anthony, what'd you do?
Well, my weekend started, I don't know, I don't want to say it started on Thursday night, but Thursday night I had to head over to my my sister's house. My sister and my brother-in-law are moving, flocking the nest here in the Treasure Valley. And so my sister, I'm very proud of her. Her and my brother-in-law.
Leaving.
Very proud.
Older sister, younger sister?
My younger sister, Caitlin. Okay. Very proud of both of them. They've been married now for... gosh, what, 9 years? No, maybe nine. No, they've been married for eight, 7 years. They've been married for 7 years. And they have since been working at Dutch Bros, right? They've worked at Dutch Bros, I think, over 10 years, right?
For those who aren't familiar, it's a coffee shop, coffee stand style coffee shop.
Yeah, and they love it there. And they weren't just employees. I mean, they wanted to work with their way up into the company. And so my sister went from, you know, being a normal, you know, stand person to working her way up into management. And then she started managing a stand. And then my brother-in-law was also a manager of a stand for many, many years. And then he went to go travel to go set up these Dutch Bros around the country, right, whenever they would open up. He was traveling like 8 months out of the year. It was gone for a long time. So they eventually, just this last month and a half, got the offer, right, because they've been wanting to open up their own stand, their own, you know, franchise
type of situation. Yeah, it's kind of neat the way Dutch Brothers does this stuff.
And so they had gotten some offers before on, hey, are you interested in this area? Because it's a list, basically. Yeah. Like, you have to manage, you have to hit all these requirements to open up a stand or have your own stand. And then
Chick-fil-A does this as well.
Yeah. You have to hit all these requirements. Just pick where you're and then you it. Have to, you have to work there, you have to manage, you have to do all these different things. And then they gave them some options. Like, it was like a place in Texas, so they went to Texas. Then, like, the way Texas, they traveled to go see what the place was like. So basically, they just kind of like scoped it out, right? Yeah.
These aren't built yet, though.
Yeah, they're not built yet. Okay. They just basically say, hey, go to the city. Tell us what you think of the city, right? Yeah.
Okay.
And so they went to Texas, didn't like that. They went to Memphis, where I wasn't a fan of Memphis.
Yeah.
They went to, I don't know, I think there's like two or three different places in Texas because they're just expanding so much. Sure. I think they went to New Mexico. They went to a bunch of different places, and they just weren't a fan of the vibes, right? Yeah. They said, no, this just doesn't seem like where we want to live. And so they finally got this offer. They said, hey, how would you guys like to go to Oceanside, California, right? You would be the most southern stand in all of California, and you would run that region, basically. And so they took the offer, which is super exciting. And I've never been to Oceanside. I know it kind of be hit or miss, maybe depending on
anything like the other beach communities along the California coast there. I mean, the target market for Dutch Bros, it's a good fit.
Well, I know there's a lot of military people there, but I'm saying I think like hit or miss in the terms of like maybe some people like love it and some people like, maybe it's, you know, it's not the town that I thought it would be, like, or something.
San Diego kind of has that.
I'm not sure, but the beautiful part is that you can just travel wherever you want around that southern area. So anyway, Thursday night I went to their house to help them pack. They were leaving Friday morning, right? Wow. And so they had sold their house here in Nampa and basically loaded up I think it was like a 40-foot trailer. It was huge, big, big moving truck. And they're towing one of their cars, and then they're driving the other. But it was just weird, basically clearing out the house, packing everything, and it's bittersweet, right? Cause she's my baby sister, and I love her to death, and I just... you know, I want her to be happy and safe, but I mean, at the same time, she's also pretty scrappy. And so, I think that she'll survive well down there. I just told her, I said, hey, Caitlin, you're going to have to get a southern accent.
Right.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't realize because it is one of the most southern places in the U.S.
In the U.S. So, I mean,
and they're going to be running the Dutch Brothers in the southern part of Oceanside.
Welcome to Oceanside. California, where
California
do everything a little bit more southern here.
They're going to be bringing in the new sweet teas, the lemonades.
Yeah. Southern sweet teas,
Yep, they're going to be that. What they don't know is that Dutch Brothers is going to have a front porch for which they can hang out, watch some lightning bugs.
You want to mind the old zapper right there next to
we keep that up there just because, you know, sometimes there's some skeeters that get pretty big.
So, but anyway, so if you, so the, basically the stand isn't open yet. It's their grand opening.
Well, they're going to love that southern hospitality.
I believe in, I think like June, I think is when the stand technically opens.
Okay.
But if you're ever in Oceanside and you go pass through there.
Stop by, give them all howdy.
Say hi to my, my sister and my brother-in-law. But yeah, they're opening that up. They're renting down there.
Yeah.
Rental prices are,
probably absolutely insane.
Pretty insane. But they sold here with the intention to possibly buy there. It's just right now what you get for the money is not
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Right now is about as good as it's gonna get. It's only gonna get worse.
I think it's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. 1,500 square feet or 1,400 square
they're,
feet.
They're moving somewhere. They're buying
like,
power.
It was like 970, 980 or something like that. And we're talking like older homes. I mean, 1960s, you know, homes. So pretty crazy. I don't know. I'll have to go and visit them, but I helped them pack.
You're not helping Brian Cal.
Yeah, you're right.
You get a visit. Don't encourage these guys. Nice.
So, but yeah, so I helped them move. That was kind of bittersweet, and so I just wish them the best. And, you know, I hope, I mean, I've never been to Oceanside. I just hope it's awesome. I don't know. I've been to other parts of
Southern California. Well, it's pretty
deep south. It's pretty deep, yeah.
Pretty deep south California.
Yeah. Probably have a great chicken there.
Yep.
Maybe a good crawfish, you know, boil.
I know how you are about them crawfish boils.
I'm a big fan of crawfish. Yeah.
So the difference between quote unquote the South and just being South are it's a big difference.
They looked at Memphis and they said Oceanside has what's going. That's the real Southern vibe. Yeah. Southern hospitality.
Well, and we all
North
know
Carolina
that
is Dane, more the South.
The
than
Southern
California
Waffle
is.
Houses slap way more than the other, you know, Southern areas, right?
Just hits different.
Just hits different, literally. Yeah.
Oh, so, I'm gonna go.
Anyway, so Friday, I think Friday night was actually pretty laid back, if I remember right. Oh, what's that?
Joey, that's a classic. I know.
We say hella with the same twang. It must be a Southern thing. I think so,
sounds
Joey.
About right.
Hella.
That's a bait.
Hella and hecka. I remember that from my years in California. That's hella cool, dude. It's hella cool. But I would say, though, that Friday night, if I remember right, kind of started off pretty chill. But it was nice weather. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking to myself, man, you know, this weekend I'm hoping to get a lot of stuff done, you know, have some things planned. And we ended up watching Moon Knight Friday night.
We
watched the Moon Knight episode. And I'm thinking this is probably one of my favorite Marvel series.
Thinking it's going to be mine too.
I think it's probably one of my favorite. I just, the way it's building up, I've never wanted the next episode so bad.
Yeah, me too.
Right? Like, I'm like, please just give me the next episode because I want to see how this person
I liked.
I enjoy how different it
is. So I loved in this episode when he literally said, they kept saying to bring out the suit, put the suit on, and,
like,
and
what's
the Steven
that?
Character created his own suit, and that was hilarious. And he's like, what, you said the suit? And they're like, that's not the suit. Like, that's not the suit, that's a suit.
I just like the superhero landing, when he falls out and lands, I was like, that's a cool transition, and he gets up, and... Yeah, and he's like, what are these sticks back here? Like, he's just so confused on, you know, how it all works. Oceanside is nice, says Brianna. Cool. Good. It makes me feel good. I want to make sure my sister's in a nice, safe place. And there's a lot of military people there. There's a Marine base, right? Pendleton? What's down there? Yeah. And so she says, though, that the military are the worst people to serve at a coffee shop, at Dutch Bros.
Oh, no.
She said... Because we have military people here, you know, a lot of Air Force.
I was going to say, I'm expecting a lot of angry comments, so maybe you want to elaborate.
No, well, it's she says that they are the most entitled people to their coffee, is how they feel. And so she's just being honest. I mean, she obviously deals with a lot of them. She said that a lot of these guys are not super respectful, and they feel like they deserve, like, you know, she's like, hi, would you like your discount? No, I don't want your military discount. Or they expect things for free or whatever it is. But she says that typically they have pretty bad attitudes. Mm. It's not everybody, but she says a good amount of them.
Probably some bad eggs.
I want to say I would expect that out of the younger guys who are newer at that stuff. It's probably better as you get older, more mature.
Maybe.
I would possibly.
Hope. So she was the only thing she was worried about is just the kind of people with attitudes down there that she doesn't want to deal with. And, well, she'll have to possibly deal with. That and probably maybe people are just stingy. I don't know. Stingy tippers, right?
Never know.
But some
people
don't tip.
With the tipping hand.
I'm a tipping guy.
Yeah.
But that's just because, you know, I get it. I've worked in food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Biznos.
Food service.
Almost a year and a half
service.
There.
Yeah. Right. You put in your time.
Put in my time.
Yeah.
So after that, though, so Saturday we woke up because me and Katie were going to, the plan was to take Lucy to the zoo.
Yeah.
And... they're having an event there, right?
Yeah.
It's like an Easter egg hunt thing. So we woke up early, said, "All right, let's get ready. Let's get her all dressed up. We're going to take her down there. It's going to be awesome." Well, It looked beautiful outside.
Looked gorgeous.
Yeah. We got all dressed up. Oh, it might be a little chilly, maybe a little wind, right? Let's just throw on something. And we drive down to the zoo, and apparently everybody else thought it was a good idea to go down to the zoo, too. I haven't been to the zoo, guys, in like 10 years.
Same. So
it was...
It's packed.
It was. I didn't know it could be that packed.
Yeah.
So it was a line as a parent around the zoo.
As a parent, you never go on their special days.
Okay.
Like when they're doing an event, don't go.
That's because
you're gonna hate life.
Yeah.
You will hate everything about it because your kid will start crying. They'll complain. You won't be able to get in. Yeah. Everything if they're giving stuff away will all be gone, and your kids will be wanting that. So Carly and I have never. We just tried the Boo at the Zoo. We were like, oh, that'd be fun. Let's go Boo at the Zoo.
Sounds like a good idea.
Sounds like fun. We show up, same kind of thing. Line around the block. You can't even get in.
Yeah.
And you're like, by the time you do get in, the place is too packed to even go do anything.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, it's going to be so packed. It's like, what can you even, you can't even, you can't get to the dang animals. Like, what do you do? So, especially with the kids that are older, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're always going to take. Yeah, they're going to take priority over.
You'll find the animals real quick if you just hug her over the wall.
And honestly, it was just like, is she going to know that she's at the zoo? Absolutely not. Is it something that we just wanted to do as parents? Yes. But so we pull up downtown, and we pull up next to the zoo, and we go, oh, my God, like, there's a lot of people, right? Yeah. And then we go to get her out of the car, get the car seat out, or get the stroller out, and then we start getting hit with that wind.
Yeah.
And me and
Katie, we're going to stand in this line now.
We both look at each other, and she's like, do you want to bail? Do you want to bail? And I'm looking at her. I'm like, I don't know. Do you want to bail? She's like, I feel like we're bad parents because we told her she's going to the zoo. I'm like, she's 6 months old. She is.
I was going to say, put it this way. She's not going to remember.
She's not going to remember this. And she's like, I think we should bail and come back on a not
come back in a few months
day. And I said, absolutely. And probably a day with better weather. And she's like, yep, let's do that. So put her back in the car. And she's like, let's go to breakfast instead. So we went down to the Trolley House.
Oh, nice.
To the Trolley House.
The Trolley House, which is celebrating its 100th birthday.
That I would say is quite possibly the king of all breakfast.
100 years of the Trolley House. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
1922.
Yeah.
That's insane. So we went down Warm Springs, went a nice cruise down Warm Springs. Beautiful. If you guys ever come to Boise, Warm Springs is probably a cool place just to get out and just walk just to see some of the older historical homes.
Warm Levi's Springs family and Harrison Boulevard has been residents of Boise for
over 100 years.
Right?
Over 100 years.
Over 100 years. Yeah. The Gates family has been around. So he is well aware of Warm Springs. You should have had a family that bought there.
I should have, but we didn't.
Yeah.
Darn.
So my sister-in-law owns a house just right off of Warm Springs.
And
Carly and I started our marriage together.
Yeah.
On Warm Springs.
Was it on?
Warm Springs and Bacon. Corner of Warm Springs
Anthony,
and Bacon.
It's nice just to be nominated.
So we called it Bacon Street Bungalow.
Could you? But the thing is, if you're on Warm Springs, the value of your house goes up like 300%.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Immediately.
That's why it was so fun. Ridiculous. Was because we had a Warm Springs address.
Yeah.
It's like 2030 Warm Springs was our old address. And so it's funny. We're like, oh, yeah, we live on Warm Springs. People are like, oh, what?
Yeah.
You live on Warm Springs. And I go, well, it's like a block before the prison. But yes.
But it's the one that has like the 1950s overhang over the windows.
That's what they were, those metal overhangs.
The prison in question is like a historical landmark now.
It's not. But it sounded way more fun when you said you lived a block from the prison. Yeah.
And they're like, but why is your property value so high if it's close to the prison?
Because it's a historical monument.
By the castle.
But no, that was one of my favorite things.
Yeah. So I went to the Trolley House, and what's cool is I think it's still BYOB if you want to in the morning. Like you can bring your own champagne, things like that. You can do mimosas out on the patio. Yeah. But we went inside, got our own little corner spot there. I forgot how small the Trolley House is.
It's very tiny.
It's not big.
It's the size of this room.
It's not big. But we got our own tucked away corner, which was nice and safe. We felt safer being kind of away from everybody. We ordered everything. I got pancakes. I got all the good stuff. Lucy tried her first pancake. And she liked it, needless to say. Nice. It's fun watching her starting to eat these random little foods. She's just kind of chewing on them. She spits it out most of the time. Yeah. But you can tell
she's learning. She's masticating.
Yeah.
And
it's like a food reviewer. You just take a little sample.
I was disappointed in the size of the food. Right. Yeah. So the Trolley House, like,
it used to be large portions.
It used to be large portions. I remember it being larger portions. What I got was like two eggs, two bacon, and one pancake. They gave my bacon and eggs on the biggest plate, so everything looked so sad and small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I said,
Yeah.
We probably should have filled that up and made some hash browns or something. Right. Right.
That's why you order usually two things. So you order that, then you order another stack of pancakes. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, and looking back, I probably should not.
Big old stack of pancakes.
Trolley House, definitely check it out if you're in Boise. It's just got, like I said, it's got good vibes. Sitting kind of right there in Warm Springs, you look out
really
the window.
Take our guests over there, but that would be a good idea.
No, we could. Yeah.
Have you ever been to Trolley House, Dean?
Yes. I've not in a long time, but I went there back in college days.
And you like it?
Yeah.
So no, that was a place that me and my best friend Pat, when we lived there at the Bacon Street Bungalow, would walk over. Go have some breakfast, and that was where we would classically do a competition between the two of us.
Oh, right, that.
So, you like if you and I went in there, and Dane, we'd bring Dane in on the same competition. Now, who's going to pick up the tab is the winner, the loser of this competition.
Yeah.
So, all three order the exact same amount of food. So, if it's going to be two plates each, it's two plates each. So this is what happens, is the two plates each hit. We cannot hear that hail. So two plates each. As soon as it gets set down, get your utensils out. You ready? Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1. Start eating.
Yeah.
Because the loser has to pay.
Ooh, I like that.
I think it's something we could start incorporating in our normal travel arrangements.
But then Saturday, rest of Saturday, we didn't really know what to do because it was so windy and cold. I felt bad because it still looked beautiful out, but we went back to
the prison for a tour.
Yeah, went back to the house and I said, you know, I'm going to clean up the garage. Garage has gotten out of hand. I have a door, that barn door, still needs to be stained. I said to Katie, should I go get some stain today? She's like, no, it's going to take too long for you to do that. I said, okay. That's the other hard part, right? Once you become a dad, you can only commit to projects that you are within your committed timeline. So she's like, how long do you think it'll take you? I'm like, I don't know, a couple coats. Got to flip the door, let it dry, do this, and then seal it. And she goes,
I don't know about that.
It's going to take a little bit too long. I said, well, when? When will I be able to do this? I don't know. That's a good question. So
project cars are coming to an end.
Yeah, I just cleaned up the garage, moved some things around, I unboxed that body kit I had for the CRZ, put everything up on some shelves, tossed the big box, created a little bit more space, a little bit more room in there. Went through a bunch of drawers, kind of getting rid of things. It's tough because you realize that a lot of your drawers, especially when you're working on projects, you throw trash in things.
Places.
You forget that you don't know. I opened things up and I said, I have full bags of just empty nothingness in here. So it was nice to kind of clean those out. And then Saturday night, I'm trying to think. If I look back through my my phone here, I think Saturday night ended with... I think Saturday night was just a night of sim racing. But then Sunday we woke up and that was when the weather was pretty not great anyway. So kind of took it easy. Sunday morning at lunchtime. Me and Katie went, had her mom watch the baby, and we went and saw a movie.
Ooh.
Went and saw The Lost City.
How was it?
Fun.
Oh, good.
It's fun. Highly recommend. Sandra Bullock was great in it. Channing Tatum, also great in it. But Brad Pitt is by far my favorite character.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe this movie. Like, it's a comedy with a little bit of romance in it, I guess. Not really. But the comedy portion of it.
I get the impression it was like a rom-com type thing.
What's that?
Like a rom-com, a romantic comedy. That's
yeah,
the vibe
but it's
you
not
get
that,
the,
but it's not really that romantic.
The way they market it.
Yeah, it's not really that romantic.
But it's also coming on the heels of Uncharted, which is also like...
I don't know, but it was a lot of fun. Highly recommend checking it out. Maybe not, if it's not in theater, watch it once it becomes
streaming service
because you'll have a good time. There's a lot of fun parts. It's a lot of that comedy where there's a lot of talking, right? But there's a lot of these small little things that if you catch it, you're like, oh, my God, that's hilarious. Like, you know, you can catch more and more of it. So we went and saw that. Got home. Katie says, I'm going to go to the grocery store. I said, sounds like a plan to me. Goes to the grocery store. Gets all the groceries. Calls me as I'm holding the baby. Hi, my car is dead. I said, it's dead? She's like, yeah, it's dead. Can you get a jump? I'll ask a guy for a jump. Ask a guy for a jump. Still wouldn't start.
Oh.
So then I'm like, well, I have a baby here. I got to feed her. And I don't have my car seat thing set up. The base, right?
So you're going rogue.
And so she was like, can you drive without the base? I said, yeah, I think the car seat has seatbelt loopholes. Yeah. So I got to learn that on the fly under a time crunch. Uh-huh. And I learned how to do all that in the back of the Dodge. It was funny because it's the first time she's ever been in the truck. Right when I started up, you could see her eyes like lit up and she looks over at me. I'm like, you like that?
You're like, that's VA power, baby.
Yeah, 5.2 318 Magnum, baby. They don't make them like this no more.
Yeah.
So they literally don't. And so
it's going to be a memory. That's what that is.
It's horribly inefficient.
So it's kind of fun. I hope I still have that truck in a couple of years when she can at least remember it, because I want her to remember maybe with an old truck.
That's going
to
be her high school
truck. You're always going to have, because that's one thing I noticed with Augie. Yeah. Like Hadley, she kind of could care less, but one thing that they love was riding in the front. Because they ride in the back for so long, they're riding in the front of a truck.
Feels like you graduated.
Oh, my kids are like,
now
we get to sit in the front seat. Like when I got my little truck, they loved, that was like their thing.
Because there is no back. You have to sit up front.
Yeah, no, they just they thought that was so cool. So, and then putting the dog in the back of the truck, that's another great thing, you know, throw the dog in the back, kids in the front, even if you're just driving to Home Depot or something.
Yeah, my dogs don't go on the back of the – they're not trained like that.
Why?
Because
they'd probably try and hop, wouldn't they?
I don't think they would hop out. I just think that they're not probably – they don't understand the concept of it.
Okay.
And I could just see something horrible happening.
So you do need to train your dogs to ride in the back.
Yeah, I just don't think they'll ever do that. They're too beautiful for that anyways.
They need a good blowout.
That's how I could get all of that hair.
So here's how you do it. So again, I'm going to teach you boys how to do this. Back of a truck is very safe for a dog. Here's what you do.
Unless
you already have
bed,
two leashes.
Bed. Yeah.
So all you got to do, tie the leashes on either side of the bed.
Uh-huh.
Take one at a time.
Yeah.
Put Huck or Baylor in the back. Hook both clips to his collar.
Uh-huh.
Or safer even, harness.
I was going to say, maybe a harness when
this way,
learning.
Collars this way, little. They can go to either side of the truck side without jumping out because the other one stops them.
Yeah.
The other leash stops them. Yeah. But they have enough room to go on either side. Then just drive around the block. They can stick their head out. They're like, oh, this is awesome. Once they can stick their head around the cab.
It's the getting in and out of that truck that I don't know how the heck they're going to do it.
They can learn. They can learn.
It's all just lifted.
I need steps. It's so it's lifted up, so it's going to be kind of hard. But
it's a hop.
Anyway, so I had to go to her rescue, go down there. I tried to jump it, but honestly, I think her battery's I think it ran out of crank.
So how did it make it away from home? It was able to start then.
Yeah, it started then. I have no idea.
So that was just the last gasp of
that battery.
That
was just
it. Was the battery old?
Yeah, 4 years old. 4 years old. So it's kind of getting there, but I mean, I don't know. I think she's had it die a couple times and probably has had it jump started too many times. So I think it probably
was it a maintenance battery where it requires water in the cells?
No.
Like, was it totally... Because I've seen people like that, where they get a maintenance battery, and then they don't put water in it, and then it dries out, and then it just stops working.
Panasonic battery.
Yeah. Okay.
No idea. So all I did is I went and bought a new battery, $200 later.
Yeah.
So did that. And then me and Katie, after that, we binge-watched Is It Cake?
Yeah. My kids love that show.
Just the look on the guy's face in the picture, like...
No, he's that crazy in the show.
Yeah.
And... fun show.
It's fun, and they do a good job.
Well, they do a great job. It's like the most non-cooking show I've seen. Like, there's no pressure. There's no, like, intense drama. Nobody's mad in the show.
Yeah.
Everybody's just like, we're here.
Gabe's giving a thumbs up. Like,
just make a cake.
Yeah, we're just here decorating cakes. And so it's really positive. Like, even, like, the people that are losing, they're like, I'm just glad I had the experience.
And the people, because it's... It's like they bring in like 20 people and they each take a turn. So if like four at a time take a turn making cakes and then getting judged. And so they're all kind of
like
getting
everybody
judged
gets
episode.
Like, everybody gets equal coverage. Like I'm kind of like, this is a very fair looking show. The only downside is that if you don't have good eyesight, everything's going to look like a cake to you or everything's not going to look like a cake. So,
but then you're expecting them to trick you. So you're like,
just a
I bet.
Weirdly positive reality cooking show. I don't know.
Sometimes the world needs that.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's a good show. So
the one I liked the most was the bowl of chips.
The bowl of chips got me. But no, that suit. Have you watched
it? I've watched a lot of it.
Have you watched all of it?
Not all of it.
Okay, never
the
mind.
Steak one got me too.
Just wait till you steak see the suitcase one. That was one where I was like,
I didn't see that yet. No
way. Yeah. Anyway. So that was pretty much it. I mean, like, I wish it was a nicer weekend to do more. I have a lot of stuff I need to do maintenance-wise on the cars. Yeah. I think that detailing-wise, I let a lot of things go. The truck has not been cleaned interior probably 5 months. The exterior hasn't been washed since November.
Yeah.
Katie's car from that dirty rain. It's filthy. Still sitting there.
The amount of cars still driving around a week or two later that clearly have the rain from the dirty rain.
Surprising.
I'm like, oh, you did not wash your car.
No, I haven't washed.
Well, I haven't washed. I haven't washed the Suburban.
I haven't washed anything.
I cleaned the Suburban prior to TRSEMA so we could shuttle people around, but then I haven't washed it since the dirty rain.
It seemed to get worse the later you the longer the roof is like white. It stuck more because it seemed to be like doing a little.
It's a lot of minerals. It's a lot of minerals.
Yeah.
So, not fun. But that's it. That's all I got.
I remember one last thing from my weekend that I kind of threw at you guys in the group text there at the last minute, because after years of searching.
Oh, you found it.
Searching.
How did you do this? How did you do it?
It took, I don't know.
Did you call up the Dahlonega
again? Because I was thinking outdoorsy stuff, so
gave a phone call to the Dahlonega. So could you walk out onto your front porch?
The Dahlonega Resort. In Georgia, where we went to the Serum Summit multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful place. One of our favorites.
The front porch of this gorgeous bed and breakfast, very picturesque, you know, out in the country there. And they have these incredible sounding wind chimes. And they just, there's something special about them. Like, you hear a lot of wind chimes in your life. You're like, yeah, whatever. Maybe you're not somebody who cares about wind chimes. I get it. I wasn't necessarily that way before. But then I heard these ones and I went, that is such a haunting melody. It's beautiful. I want that.
Yeah.
In my home. And so I made a joke, like, each time we went back out there, I'm like, these wind chimes, I would just like record the sound because it was so cool.
You go, where's Dane? And we're like, he's outside listening to the wind chimes. And they're like, there's no wind.
That sounds like a joke.
And it was Dane literally blowing on them to make them make noise.
I was just so fascinated. Yeah. And I can't explain why. It's just like kind of like an otherworldly pull.
How did you find this?
So
that's the question. Did you call the Dahlonega to figure out what was on there?
So it took a lot of searching. Okay. I went down some rabbit holes on YouTube of like windmill, because it just, for some reason,
you're chasing the sound.
Yes, I'm chasing the very particular sound. So I was listening to all these sound samples of wind chimes, and I kept looking. I'm like, that doesn't look like it, though. That doesn't look like it, though. And that doesn't really sound like it. All these other ones are like too happy and like tinny sounding or whatever. I was looking for like deeper tones, kind of like the meditation Zen garden kind of stuff. And I wanted something that was a little heavier. But the ones at the Dahlonega are a little bit more, they are on the higher end of the register. They're not the super deep ones like you get some places. But
super deep.
They sound dissonant.
They have low bass tones.
Mm-hmm. It'd be funny if they just bought these at like a
mixed
store.
In with like a really nice like I don't know how to describe it. It's so like a nice low.
Basically, mid-ping. I learned a lot about wind chimes when I didn't know anything before.
Yeah.
And after figuring out a few of like the more notable makers of wind chimes, I kept looking and going, those are fancy and expensive and nice or whatever, but they don't look like this one. This one had a particular style where the ring that holds all of the tubes is just like a wire style ring. So it's very thin, with like kind of a wireframe style circular holder at the top, whereas all these other ones I was saying were like a big wooden disc or a big puck or some kind of like, the ones at the Dahlonega looked unique. So I was like, okay, but what's that? So I did a reverse image search when I finally looked up my old video clips I had taken on my phone and went, oh my God, this is the only one that looks like this. They're called Music of the Spheres is the maker. Mm-hmm. And they consider themselves to be the Stradivarius.
They make like 32 different sounds.
Yes. So they like call themselves, their tagline is the Stradivarius of wind chimes, which if anybody knows what the Stradivarius is in terms of musical instruments, they know. That's a pretty bold claim.
Right.
So, okay, that's interesting. I feel like, okay, that feels right, but now I'm going to listen to like all their sound samples on their website and see if I went through like 30, 40 different combinations.
You have
because
too much time on your hand,
they,
Dane.
They have, yes.
Sounds like
I'm
Dane's
sorry.
A childless adult.
When I get Dane a baby.
When I find
so
something
you couldn't
to fix
stay in
on.
A door because it was going to take about 2 hours.
Yeah.
So when I fixate
on
this
stuff. How
long
did you do this?
I spent a good 4 hours doing this.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Must be nice.
Hunting. You know what? It was a cloudy, snowy, rainy day, and I was just enjoying some time to myself searching YouTube.
So get to the end of this. So you found it.
So, So I found them. But the thing was, they had all these families. So they have like Hawaiian and Chinese and Mandarin or Mongolian and Gypsy and all these other.
Yeah,
ones
those all have lots of families.
I don't think you can say that word.
That's the name of one of the families of the tones they have. But they have a Japanese one, and the Japanese one had a very particular tone to it. But then within each family, they have your mezzo, your alto, your soprano. Like soprano's the high one, and then you got
your
bass for the low one.
Jeff Hennin. Help you with this. He would have found it.
So I jumped around until I finally found it was the Japanese mezzo.
What if you get this one and then Jeff hears it and goes, "Dane, that's the wrong key."
If it's slightly off, it's okay because I got it close enough. It's definitely in this family of ones. But the issue was a couple of the deeper ones were sold out, and they get crazy expensive. I don't know if you've ever looked at one of these.
So how much did you pay?
So I paid $170. And that was for the middle one. In terms of
it's a big piece.
For a wind chime, that a lot of wind chimes people say, like, oh, D&B. I spent $40.
No, you can go to D&B. They have those style.
But that's not the sound I'm looking
for. No, but they've got wind chimes at D&B for $250.
Yeah.
$300.
The bass, the deeper ones of this, the alto and the bass is like almost $800. It's
pretty
a
cool.
full-on musical instrument price at that point.
What do you say we get into the wind chime business?
I think that's a great.
So, start getting some PVC pipes.
When I was searching on YouTube, there's a whole
pretty easily.
A whole subset of YouTube is just people handcrafting their own wind chimes, which is fascinating. So,
and on that note, the real question.
He's saying cut it out. I know, real I'm question. Boring everybody to death, but I find it so interesting. And thank
you,
David.
The real question, Alex DeWar. Is the cheesecake any good?
Yes, it is good.
So good way to end.
Dane, take it away.
So for those wondering, go check that out. Look it up. Music of the Spheres, Japanese mezzo wind chime. Beautiful. Anyway, that's what I'm leaving you with today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. We hope we don't bore you, but sometimes we like to go on tangents, and that's the whole point of the show. So if you're not subscribed, make sure you are so you don't miss our next rant or tangent or whatever we end up on. And that's really it. So until Q&A Thursday over on the main channel, all I'm asking of you right now is go watch our TRCMA adventure video on the main channel.
Yeah, go watch it.
Support it. Leave a comment.
Share it.
Hit the like button.
Show your friends and family.
Share it with family who are like, these guys do detailing videos? This makes no sense. It's not about detailing.
This is fun, though.
Doesn't matter. It's fun, and we worked hard on it, and we want you to share it with your friends, too. So thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. We will see you for Q&A Thursday later. Bye.
See ya.